This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, this is Shohei Ohtani's explanation. Latest cheating scandal, allegedly since the Astros cheating scandal. This is his new interpreter talking about his point of view of what's going on with this whole thing.
Last weekend in Korea, media has reached out to a representative in my camp inquiring about my potential involvement in this sports betting. Ippei never revealed to me that there was this media inquiry. And to the representatives in my camp, Ippei told to the media and to my representatives that on behalf of a friend paid off debt. Upon further questioning, it was revealed that it was actually, in fact, Ippei who was in debt, and told my representatives that I was paying off those debts. All of this has been a complete lie. So Ippei obviously lied about, basically didn't tell me about the media inquiry. So Ippei has been telling everybody around that Ippei has been communicating with Shohei on all of this account to my representative, to the team, and that hasn't been true.
I feel like if you watched the whole thing, you saw Shohei come across as seeming very sincere. Like, he had a prepared statement, didn't even really look at it. He was kind of speaking to the camera, speaking to the people in the room, very authentic sounding. And as much as he sounded authentic and it's believable, it's just it's not believable that what he said can be is that likely to have happened. Like, how did Ippei get access to his account without him knowing or his financial people knowing? How did two wire transfers, these are things that he didn't address.
He's rich.
Of 500,000. Look, and people have said all over.
He's loaded, man.
All over social media, over Twitter. Hey, you'd be surprised how many athletes don't really know what's going on with their money. They have financial people. I understand that, and I've heard that myself over the years. I get it. But two $500,000 wire transfers, that's the thing that just keep resonating. And I honestly don't believe Shohei himself bet. I just don't believe it. Doesn't need to, first of all. And I know it's an addiction, and rich people can have that addiction. But I just don't believe it. What I don't also believe, though, is that it was just completely, you know, these are all lies, and it's just completely untrue that he had any knowledge.
It's an interesting scandal. We'll see where it goes. In the spirit of it, though, mm-hmm. It is March Madness. The Elite Eight.
Okay.
The most entertaining scandals. And we're not going to do, like, you know, Baylor scandal and Penn State and all that.
Just pop culture scandals.
Just entertaining.
Yeah.
Entertainment value. Not morals, not anything like that. Entertainment value scandals. Starting with the O.J. Simpson trial versus the 90s steroid era.
Oh, wow. Well, OJ's got to be a number one seed here.
Hey, right? Twitter world.
Yes, he's the one seed.
He is clearly the number one seed. I can't imagine any. I can't believe the 90s Roids things was fascinating and took up a lot of time and headspace, but not like the OJ trial. Not like the OJ trial.
I think the OJ trial is the GOAT.
Yeah.
I have a fascination for the OJ trial. I've watched it multiple times. It was the first like trial that was playing out on TV. It was the fall from grace. It was celebrity fascination. I actually think it also created like a rational support because there were people supporting O.J. Simpson for whatever reason.
Various reasons.
But I think this was like the beginning of just intense media coverage, mm-hmm. strange division in the country. I think and just the overall case itself was fascinating, all the elements. So I think the O.J. trial, I don't know how the O.J. trial loses.
Well, we'll see, because there's some good ones on here. But it started this era, the era in which that has developed into what we are now. The O.J. trial started it.
Figgy?
Yeah, I got to go with the O.J. trial.
Got to go with it. Mm-hmm. My boy F. Lee Bailey, man, rest in peace. What a slimeball he was. I loved him, though.
Yeah.
Loved him, though.
You had him on a couple times, didn't you?
Yeah, I had him on a couple times. Uh-huh. I had, like, three-hour phone conversations with him. It was kind of funny, because I guess he was like living above like some place because he got disbarred a couple times afterwards.
Yes, he did.
He was successful, and then he got disbarred. I was talking to him for a few hours. Dude, I basically gave him an assignment. I had him look at the Deontay Foreman case, which was nothing. Just got caught with like a dime bag or something like that. And then we asked him about it. This is what F. Lee Bailey had to say. This was back in the day. This is what he had to say about the Deontay Foreman case.
Maybe every tough is a separate offense, but I would have to say if that is the rule, then Texas is far too, as the Texans would call it, chicken. That's very minor stuff.
Can't say that.
Well, I don't know if we can quite say that.
Yeah, well, we did, and he did. So OJ trial advances. Number two. The Tiger Woods scandal versus the Astros cheating scandal.
All right, now we're getting somewhere.
The Tiger Woods scandal versus the Astros cheating scandal.
The only person who had as impeccable a reputation and was as well-liked as O.J. Simpson before that scandal was Tiger Woods. Like, Mr. Clean, Mr. Perfect, everyone loves him, and then that happens.
What'd you think about him, Tiger slinging it around?
He was wild, man. I mean, he got like one on one floor of a hotel and one on the other floor of a hotel and golf clubs swinging and everything else. Yeah, for me, Tiger beats the Astros.
And then there was the voicemail that he left one of his side pieces.
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone. And maybe calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that. Right. And just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you got to do this for me. Quickly.
All right, Tiger. Quickly.
All right,
quickly.
Bye.
Quickly,
right,
please.
All right. Tiger's got to advance.
Best part.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tiger.
My wife went through my phone. Can you change your name, please?
Now, this next one's good, too.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Tim Donaghy betting scandal, which I didn't think much of because I wasn't surprised, and I actually mm-hmm. don't think that the officiating in the NBA is so bad that it wasn't even surprising.
Yeah.
Especially during this era. Versus Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
Man, we're going to have ourselves a Final Four.
Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan. Dude, she got hit in the leg by some random-ass dude.
Yeah.
With a pipe because she wanted to get her competition.
Take her out.
And then he takes off running.
Yeah.
And this was before social media.
You can hear it. I can still hear it.
Screaming. Why me?
That's the winner in my book.
Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan. That was crazy.
That was nuts.
Figgy, you have any pushback on
nope.
that?
Nope.
Next one. The Lance Armstrong scandal.
Man, this is a good list.
Tour de France versus, I don't think this one gets enough credit. The Danny Almonte Little League Baseball scandal back in the day.
He was only 17.
Dude, and it was obvious.
It was only 17.
Dude was throwing like 140.
From 54 feet.
Yeah, from like right down there. And oh, go figure, he ended up being.
Yeah.
illegal.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Lance Armstrong was right up there with OJ and Tiger Woods as far as like the pristine reputation. You know, overcame cancer.
Man, and he was a scumbag with all of it. Like the worst.
Total scumbag. Yeah, I'm going to go with Lance on this.
You can go with Lance? You going with Lance?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Danny Almonte? All right, I was going to vote for Danny Almonte.
We've got.
How did you not know Randy Johnson's twin brother was over 11?
You know, he looks a little older. I don't know. His birth certificate says 12. Yeah,
that's a good mustache.
Yeah, his birth certificate says 12.
All right, so final four, OJ trial versus Tiger Woods, Tanya and Nancy versus Lance Armstrong. We'll do this at the end of the show. Coming up, let's go around the NFL. Some things have kind of changed for the Houston Texans as well as in the NFL. Let's talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.